producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Now we have 7 and a half hours. Isn't it amazing how time flies when you're having fun? Literally, I mean, I'm not trying to be silly, but I mean, I can be silly.
And you're having a good time. Yeah. It's just like, where'd it go?
Every day when I'm done, starting in the morning and just going hour after hour after hour and enjoying every bit of it. The things that we present to you at the Doug website, DougStephan.com, the good day from it just is, it's fun, it's thrilling, it's cool to be here with you, and I want to thank you for being here on the Good Day program with my friends Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Kara Schillen. The election conversation, this is maybe fairly short. Everybody at this point knows what's going on. Richie said something about Mrs. Clinton. He always calls her Hillary. And Meredith says, why do you call her Mrs. Clinton? I don't know. Because Hillary...
Probably what she hates most, don't you think?
I think she has branded herself as Hillary.
Hillary, yeah.
She doesn't want it.
So anyway, Richie's comment was that Hillary handed Bernie a bag of...
No,
you
Bernie
the blank.
Handed Hillary...
Well, he did in Michigan.
A bag of poop.
Well, but that was pretty close there, Richie. He got 50% of the vote. She got 48. But
when it's not a winner take all state, if it's that close, it doesn't even matter.
Right, which is
a bummer. So for momentum, it matters for Bernie. But
last week she was 20 points ahead.
Yeah.
Now where it's good from a strategic perspective, and then back to you in the studio, Jackie. From strategery, any state that Hillary loses, because she presumably will be the candidate, that's what the Republican Party has to look at. So when Trump wins Michigan and so does Bernie Sanders, those are the states that Donald Trump really needs to focus on to swing those states to red states away from Hillary Clinton. See?
Bernie Sanders at the impromptu press conference after it was all over said, quote, the political revolution that we're talking about is strong in every part of the country. And I think that's no better presented than looking at Donald Trump and what's going on there, frankly. He won three states out of the four yesterday, Michigan, Mississippi, and Hawaii. Ted Cruz won Idaho. Trump came in second. I don't see how it's going to be anything other than Trump. Kasich says he doesn't want to be vice president. He'd be an excellent vice president, and so to keep that. But Donald Trump seems to be quieting down a little bit.
Well, he's been trying to tack more presidential. You saw that in that first press conference after Super Tuesday. But then he went through more than a week, 10 days of really, really intense attacks, and Mitt Romney gets involved.
Right.
Now, Dougie, there's a new survey in Rich that Romney's attack on Trump actually backfired. 31% are now more likely to support the GOP frontrunner now, whether or not they support Donald Trump.
Right. Yeah. So the most amusing part of this for me this week is Arnold Schwarzenegger's visibility in terms of Kasich and how he's out there on the stump. Republican voters in Hawaii, caucus is wrapping up earlier this morning, may have received this phone call yesterday.
Aloha, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm calling to ask you to vote for my dear friend, Governor John Casey, in the Hawaiian Republican caucus. Being governor is the type of experience that prepares you to be president. John Casey hasn't just talked about balancing the budget or growing jobs. He's an action hero. He's actually done it. John Casey is the only candidate with executive experience and a proven track record. What Hawaii and America needs right now.
Legislature wouldn't work.
Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Get to the caucus.
No.
No.
Okay, so that was pretty well read.
Love it.
But it was fun.
Hey, by the way,
the phone call from him yesterday.
We talked about the Hawaiian caucus yesterday, and I think I said, oh, are there like three Republicans in the state of Hawaii? How many people actually show up to vote?
Yeah.
There were about 11,000. I put the numbers together. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So there's actually 11,000 conservatives in Hawaii?
I would imagine.
No. Wow. Why do you have to be a Republican and a conservative?
All right, Republicans then.
Yeah, okay. All right. The story of J.K. Rowling and how the people on, there's a couple of really interesting online stories today, Kim Kardashian and J.K. Rowling. She's been accused of cultural appropriation. She has adopted a Cherokee legend, American Indian, into the wizarding world of Harry Potter. So now she's under severe criticism. The piece that she put up on Pottermore links the wizardry of her stories to the beliefs of Native Americans. Critics say the content is lacking in respect for the beliefs of these Native Americans, the ancient American tribal Indians. Why would that be? I don't. You know what? A lot of sorcery, occult, wizardry, whatever you want to call it, is part of the tradition of they smoke peyote and all of the things that come about. And what do you think smoking the peace pipe was? What do you think going into the sweat lodges is all about? And it's, I can see this. I mean, this makes nothing but sense to me. And I don't really know. I'm not a Harry Potter fan by any, I'm nothing against it. I just, there's nothing that intrigues to me. I know that my daughter, the minute the books came out, got every one of them and sat and read them from cover to cover. That's how fascinated she was with them. And she didn't like the movies much because they weren't that true, she said, to the books. But the books have been nothing short of astounding. This woman is miraculous in the way she's created these stories, the way it's been promoted. I think the way she carries herself, from what I can see anyway, seems to be very impressive. I don't know her, but I will tell you. Did we interview her once, Richie? I'm trying to remember.
We did a long time ago, yes.
Yeah. So anyway, but the I find these stories very interesting because people get upset about lots of stuff, even though they haven't seen the movie or read the book. And I, by the way, have been accused of that when I would criticize something that maybe I haven't been involved in 100%. And
no.
Yeah. You're very
Deadpool,
aren't you?
Hashtag Deadpool.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, well,
he's
no,
not Deadpool.
I did see Deadpool,
and he was right.
And it was just
right.
As bad as I said it was going to be before I saw it. I don't even know why I went to see it. I didn't save the whole thing, but it was awful, Richie. Oh, did you see it?
I didn't know, but yeah, I've been told it's good.
Yeah, really?
Not for
boys
kids.
Like it. It's yeah, a boy movie. It's not a girl
kids
movie.
So what does that say about me? I'm a
well,
boy.
Well, we know you're a girl. You sit through yeah, Barry Manilow and cry like a baby.
Right.
I did go to see London Has Fallen. Meredith said, "Why'd you go to that? Why'd you waste your time going to that movie?" And you know what? At that point in the day, at the end of the day, I needed to waste some time. I needed to get my head out of the socket that it's been in for the past couple of months. Speaking of heads in sockets, Kim Kardashian melts the internet. That conversation in a moment here on Good Day, where it's 14 past the hour.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
All right, 18, almost 18 at the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Man, we get a lot of posts at facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day about Kim Kardashian and her body shaming. Or is it body shaming? Is she over it? She says enough is enough. I'm looking at what she posted. By the way, yesterday was International Women's Day.
Right.
And I thought it was interesting that this became the big story, the big woman story of the day. Rather inappropriate, I think. But maybe not. When I dig around in my own mind, Jennifer, I think about the focus on Ashley Graham and the other plus-size models and
this
how that...
This has nothing to do with that.
I don't agree.
This is Kim Kardashian posting a naked picture online, and then Bette Midler and others, Chloe Moretz, another, saying, look, why do you do that? In fact, Bette Midler said Kim Kardashian tweeted a nude selfie today. If Kim wants us to see a part of her we've never seen, she's going to have to swallow the camera. Hmm. Meaning Kim Kardashian is overexposed, right?
We know what it means.
Chloe Moretz says the same thing. I truly hope you realize how important setting goals are for young women, teaching them we have so much more to offer than just our bodies. So then Kim Kardashian...
Piers Morgan even got in on the act.
Right, Piers Morgan gets in on the act. Then Kim Kardashian gets all crazy and writes a letter saying that she's sick of being body shamed, that she likes to be naked, it empowers her, and she wants to show the world her nakedness.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought the best piece of this story is that Pink actually... Pink, this, you know, the singer,
Pink. Yeah.
When it goes on Twitter, she doesn't mention Kim Kardashian by name, but she said, shout out to all of the women across the world using their brains, their strength, their work ethic, their talent, their magic that they were born with that only they possess. It may not ever bring you as much attention or banknotes as using your body, your sex, your bleep, and your bleep, but women like you don't need that kind of attention. And she said, she goes on to say, in the quiet moments, you will feel something deeper than the fleeting excitement resulting from attention. You will feel something called pride and self-respect. She didn't address Kim by name, but obviously that was the response to Kim Kardashian's naked tweet. I mean, we've all seen Kim Kardashian naked more times than we've seen ourselves naked.
I've never seen her naked. I didn't see her naked here. I don't care. But I think in terms of the body shaming issue and all the focus on Ashley Graham in terms of size, people making fun of Kim Kardashian because she's bigger than she used to be.
One is making fun of her for being big. People were upset on International Women's Day that she's posting a naked picture when women are more than their bodies.
And Melissa McCarthy, after Ghostbusters, you know, the big hubbub, everybody's talking about the new trailer, she's out saying there's an epidemic in our country and girls and women have a feeling bad about themselves.
That's the body
shaming. Based on 0.5% of the human race. So she wants to work with her daughters on this, but she looks fantastic herself, Melissa McCarthy.
She's lost a lot of money.
She's lost a lot of weight.
Lost a lot of weight. But, Jennifer, there were a lot of posts at DougStiffin.com that were focused on the body for men. Anyway, good food for thought. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Because you had to be a big shot, didn't you? Yeah. Open up your mouth.
Why are we playing this?
You had to be a big shot.
Aren't you going to talk about Steve
Harvey's
new show?
Good idea. Thank you. You're a genius, Richie. I didn't ask for this. What are you doing? All right. But this is very good, actually. There was a new television program that premiered last night on NBC called Little Big Shots. And it's hosted by Steve Harvey, who has more airtime than I do. And now he's got a morning syndicated radio program that's 3 hours long. He does a daily 1 hour talk program, television midday talk show that's quite good. He does Family Feud, and now he's hosting this show. And if you don't get the concept, if you just look up, just go Google Little Big Shots. What you will see is the image, the concept of the program, and a review of last night. And I happened to cross this by accident. I was dozing off, and there was really nothing on. I was kind of asleep, but not asleep, so I turned it on, and he was introducing these two little children that were both Chinese. They were Chinese in heritage. And this boy, like 6 years old, has got an unbelievable voice. And they were so cute together. Here these two are, and I don't know what their names are. They're singing Josh Groban's You Raise Me Up. Keep in mind, he's 6, 7 years old. She's six. Listen to this. The boy is the one singing. 7, just barely 7 years
old. And all my soul so weary when troubles come in my heart.
Kid, listen to this kid's voice. 7.
The girl's 5. Just barely, I think, just barely 6. Until you come.
They're 7 years old, for God's sake.
Get off the stage.
Come on, Richie. What a jerk you are. Oh. That's real. Rich doing that, not the end of the show last night. Steve Harvey is in the corner, can't believe what he's seeing with these two kids. You're really horrible. You really are. You're a horror show. I'm trying to make people feel good about
these
kids.
Yeah, at least,
kids.
I mean, you know these kids get beaten up regularly at lunch, so at least give them this, Rich. Right. Come on.
All right, so after this, I was all enthusiastic. You killed my enthusiasm.
Horrible.
For it. Nah, it was very good. Anyway, after that, there's a six-year-old spelling champ that comes out onto the stage and spells a word most of you couldn't even pronounce.
What's the word?
Pneumono ultra microscopic silicovolcano coniosis.
I can't even remember.
Is there any other alternate pronunciations, please?
But we don't know what that one is.
Okay. P N.
All right, that part.
E U M O N O.
There's nothing more boring than
that.
What is the matter with you people?
M-I.
Who watches somebody spell a 50?
This is
like a 50-letter word.
Kid, for God's sake.
What did you watch last night? Yes, a spelling bee.
You are all horrible. I'm ashamed of you.
Bill.
You are just
jerks. Even Steve Harvey just like
all of you are jerks.
He's like, but do you know how to spell Columbia?
What a bunch of jerks. Now I was talking to the beginning of the half hour, how wonderful it was to have you on with me.
Well, you know,
you're all horrible. These are just
be
sweet
for boring people too. I guess.
Please,
boy.
Here, get in.
Should I watch Steve Harvey's new show or watch my paint dry?
There's a toilet cleaning show on tonight.
Maybe we'll watch that, Meredith. Can you give me some of that pop with the fuzzy bubbles in it? That's pink. That sounds like a hoot.
SCREWYOU.
That would be fun if they could spell that.
28.
Why not? Want a new
clothes? Friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear, and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family. Save up to 15% now through Sunday.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4-inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals in bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. For the best flooring deals this week, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Minutes past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, and Rich McFadden here on the Good Day program with Kara Schillen in the background providing warmth and support and intelligence and good things.
Things we're not.
Yeah, exactly. As far as I'm concerned, the three of you can get lost and I'll put Kara back on the last bit.
You've got a healthy ego. Come on.
I do have an ego, but...
We were just teasing Doug about egos.
For those of you who didn't hear in the last three or four minutes, listen to hour number four. This is hour five on the replay in the archives at DougSteffen.com. We're playing a couple of excerpts from a new show that Steve Harvey has hosted, started last night on NBC, and it was marvelous. These young children who are doing just really sweet things. And the three of these jerks are tearing them apart limb from limb.
No.
What I'm tearing apart
is the fact that you found it entertaining.
I thought that was wonderful.
The spelling bee. You found the spelling bee. I mean, I was with you. The singing was pretty cool. But when a kid goes on TV and spells a word that takes 4 hours to get through it.
You got nothing better to do with your Tuesday night?
Well, actually, I didn't have anything.
I had a town meeting,
and I was exhausted, actually. You don't hear me say that. I was so played out spiritually, emotionally, physically, mentally, after working over the selectman and the town manager for an hour and a half. I was just
going to... You figured a spelling bee would pick you right up.
Yeah, exactly.
Or put me to sleep. One or the other. Okay, let's talk about our friends at Monsanto. If you haven't heard this one, you're going to love it. Anybody who's in the same league with me when it comes to GMO crops, it comes to Monsanto, it comes to the DARC Act, which is going through the Senate now. And Mr. Hope and Change, who, by the way, said in his campaign 8 years ago that he was going to make sure that everything that was GMO'd would be labeled. Everything. Well, he's all set to sign this bill, which will keep everybody. What does he care? He's leaving. He can get paid off by Monsanto the same as everybody else. I bet he'll become a member of the board of directors or something for signing this bill, which basically, if you look at the story at DougSteffen.com now, this whole dark Act thing, the plot thickens, because apparently when you look at the board of directors of Monsanto and you look at the board of directors of Facebook, gee, guess what you're going to see? As a matter of fact, big, heavy investors, the two largest investors in Monsanto stock, because it's closely held, are, shockingly enough, coincidentally, the two biggest stockholders in Facebook. So, gee, I wonder how it happens that people on Facebook who are posting things that are negative about Monsanto are finding their posts eliminated almost as quickly as they put them up there. So now the GMO legislation in Congress, where people are getting, the millennials are getting most of their news from Facebook, so how are they going to know what's going on? Because every time there's something put up about Monsanto, Facebook is ripping them down. You people, I don't want to say that because I sound like Limbaugh, and that's disrespectful because it's not. Folks, let me put it to you this way. You think that when I go off the rail about this stuff, I'm doing it just because I'm some cucamonga or I'm a farmer and only farmers care? Locavores. Anybody who wants choice in their food needs to know how this thing is going on. But now
more than that, the fact that a major corporation can buy into a social network and control the content.
It. Right.
I don't care what the issue is.
All right, listen to this. Richie, play cut. This is blogger Lori Harthenest, who explains what Facebook is doing to block the anti-Monsanto contents.
We're getting closer and closer to not having any...
Do hit 134.
The prominent health writer, Anthony Gucciardi, actually took a screenshot of Facebook blocking him from posting a story from NaturalSociety.com called Congress Could Soon Ban GMO Labeling Under New Bill. Facebook clearly told him that the post was blocked by their security systems, but gave no reason. Now, I'm not going to try to say GMO labeling is good or bad right now. I'm just going to say that Facebook blocking information from one side of the table is obviously bad, especially because Facebook is right now trying to own the news. And about 60% of its users actually get their news from Facebook. And they're encouraging news outlets to publish on Facebook instead of their own sites. So Facebook is clearly making a play to control the news right now. But when they block information about GMO labeling and Monsanto, it's got to make you wonder who exactly is controlling Facebook.
All right. So if you go to the story that's trending on Good Day at DougSteffen.com, you come up with a question that everybody's going to ask themselves if they've got any brains at all. What happens when the same people have this incredible influence over your food choices and the biggest source of information in the world? Conflict of interest? That doesn't even go far enough. The jarring effects of censorship are now being felt, and now you see what's going on. Here I am, Mr. If anybody here is a capitalist, it's me. I've started and ruined a number of good businesses, and I've started and kept some good businesses going. So nobody can say to me that I'm not a capitalist, but this unbridled control that comes from Monsanto is the most evil corporation in the world. Evil to the core, as far as I'm concerned.
No,
so
I think Philip Morris is worse.
Oh, well, not any. They may be both in the same league. Mm. All right? They both should. That's where we should
Philip
drop.
Philip Morris only affects a small percentage of people.
Yeah, this is for everybody's
Monsanto.
Food.
Yeah, it's yeah, the global.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the story and the connection to the DARC Act This whole thing has been widely censored on Facebook. This critical information is being discussed in very few places other than here and with Alex Jones. You won't hear any of this discussion on the radio, unless, Jennifer, maybe you're talking about it on your local Los Angeles show. They just, people aren't talking about it because most people, as we're suggesting here, especially younger people, and this is something I'm going to bring up. I'm going to a conference April 6th in Philadelphia. It's basically aimed at understanding what millennials are interested in as far as listening to the radio, because there are plenty of them. Don't believe a moment of people telling you that millennials are not listening to the radio, because they are. But how are they using it? When are they using it? That sort of thing. And using it in combination with what? Many are getting their news from the social media, and Facebook's the number one social media. So, see, I'm all about choice. I don't care if you make a bad choice. It's not my business. Not any more than it is what goes on in your bedroom. You do what you want with your life. But the fact that I can't find out what foods are coming from where, and you can't either, is just not right. Never mind in a free society. It's not right anywhere. And you get into, I was just looking at one of my farm websites, agweb.com, that I read every day. And there's a whole article in there today trying to discern the difference between GMO crops, excuse me, and non-GMO. And the conclusion is you got to use all GMO crops or you can't use any of them because they tend to, because of the way that they have been hybrided and bred, they will inculcate the fields and it'll take over whatever you have that's not GMO in any number of ways. That's just that's how insidious this is. So don't kid yourself when it comes down to this stuff. You probably are not hearing or, I mean, who knew that Obama has said, okay, I'll sign this bill or it gets to my desk. Why is he signing it? He said he would make sure that everybody would know if they were eating GMO foods in his campaign. And now he's going to sign a bill that keeps everybody. There are bills that have been passed in Vermont, in Maine, in Connecticut. They're on the docket in New York, in Ohio, I don't know, many states. And this bill, the DARC Act, will kill that. The feds will control the information about GMO foods. And that's what this bill is all about. And Monsanto is in cahoots with Facebook. I'm thinking I have a Facebook page that's my own and a Facebook page that we have thousands of people who follow. I'm thinking of canceling them both.
No, use it against them.
What? No. Okay, let's put a post up. Yeah. Let's, as a matter of fact, Richie.
Use their tool.
Okay, well, this is perfect. Take the article that's trending on Good Day, will you please, and post it on your Facebook page. Roberta, you're not on Facebook. Oh, yeah, hello. Yeah, no, did you just go on Facebook? Okay. All of you, please,
for a while.
Post it on Good Day, and I'm going to post it on my site, and let's watch it and see how long it stays there. All right? We'll watch it. We'll put it up there today and see if it's still there tomorrow. All right, this is craziness.
Deep breath, little one.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Read through it.
Pop Warner settling a concussion. Here's another chance for me to go. This is a good one, too.
I just shared it here.
Okay, good. Thank you. Keep your eye on it. All right. We're back with Pop Warner and a concussion-related lawsuit up next here on Good Day.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family and save up to 15%. Now through Sunday. As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Stats show moms spent 30% more time parenting, so take springtime tips from Uber Mom, Raina Saitel.
My family relies on nutritious snacks, and Skippy PB Bites are portable and poppable with 5 grams of protein. There are 2 varieties, double peanut butter and pretzel, in the peanut butter aisle.
And for springtime nasal allergies?
Nasacort Allergy 24-hour tackles itchy, runny noses and congestion for everyone ages 2 and up. It's available over-the-counter at full prescription strength.
Lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg says moms have to take care of themselves, too.
Protect and repair creams from Excipial, the first over-the-counter two-step program for hardworking hands. In the morning, it hydrates skin and gives you glove-like protection that lasts all day. At night, rapid repair cream soothes dry, irritated, and itchy skin.
And for handling colds?
I use Coldies Classic Cherry Lozenges because they're clinically proven to shorten colds by almost half the time. And they're the number one pharmacist-recommended brand.
For more, visit videopump.tv.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. There is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, 47 past the hour on Good Day. Okay, so here's the story behind the story of this lawsuit filed by the family of Joseph Chernock against Pop Warner. It got settled. The family claimed that a 25-year-old former youth football player committed suicide because of what was going on in his brain as a result of playing football in the Pop Warner League. He committed suicide in Wisconsin in 2012. His mother claimed the suicide was the result of dementia and deep despair caused by brain injury suffered when he played youth football. He had, at 25, dementia. Suit sought $5 million, said that this young boy suffered from a degenerative brain disease called dementia pugilistica. Alleged that he got the brain disease from playing in Pop Warner from 1997 to 2000. He was 11 years old when he started playing. So I don't know that there's anything else for me to say here that isn't what I've said before. If you're a parent and you encourage your child to play hockey, football, soccer, you are a bad parent.
Boxing.
Boxing, same thing. Yep. Any of those things are bad. It just, all of the science, all of the medicine, all of the history, all of the information points in the same direction, and there's none of it that's good. Now, people can say, well, it teaches my son how to be a good sport, and sportsmanship is important. It physically gets my son into shape, and maybe he'll be bigger and stronger. He won't be bullied because...
You just don't remember it.
Well, I mean, I think that this is a this is another one of those epidemics. And you can say, all right, Doug, can I just calm down, will you please? There are all of these good things that are going on in the world, yes. But I think under the circumstances, if you stick your head in the sand about these things. I'm just trying to help. If it doesn't help, then what good is it? That's all. I have my strong feelings about it, and I'm happy to pass those along. You do with them what you like. You know what I thought was interesting, Roberta, you being the New Yorker that you were, there's a big to-do every year. What is next week is St. Patrick's Day, right?
Right.
And one of the big parades in New York, or the one that gets the most attention, is the Gay Pride, the Irish Gay Pride St. Patrick's Day Parade. There is a St. I think there's a St. Patrick's Day Parade, and the gay people had their own because they weren't allowed to march in it. Now, apparently, they are going to be allowed. Is that the truth? The mayor, Mr. Blah Blasio, is even going to march in the parade for the first time as mayor because he wants to support the Lavender and Green Alliance, which is, I guess, lavender is for gay, right? Green is for St. Patrick's Day. Does that make sense?
I guess so.
We put it together that way?
I guess so.
So,
no, Rich and I are totally quiet on the
right. What? After I said lavender.
After I said lavender and green, and we're
Uh-huh. Well, anyway, just the fact that people are being included in all ways, shapes, sizes, and colors is good.
For get your bagpipes going, will you, boy?
Yeah. But I think they're going to dance really, really well.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I meant what I said, and I said what I meant. And an elephant's faithful 100%.
What are we going to do without you, Horton?
Don't worry. I'll always be around.
And even as I wander,
I'm keeping you in sight.
You're a candle in the window
on a cool, dark winter's night.
Beautiful metaphor.
And I'm getting closer than I ever thought I might.
Woo! That's a little high school.
Baby, I can't fight this feeling anymore.
Jim Carrey. Got a cast from Horton. Here's the Who. This is the number one movie.
Awful.
This week in 2008. I'm kind of getting a kick out of listening to the song, though. Maybe we should crank it up. Got any more clips from the movie?
Compared to you, I'm enormous, which is saying something because I've slimmed down quite a bit. I swim.
Your whole world fits on a flower in my world. All ended well for both Horton and Hoos. And for all in the jungle, even kangaroos.
Plus, it's
Kind of fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Chuck, what did you like best about Horton Hears a Who?
I don't even think I saw. I don't watch animated movies, Doug.
Come on.
I told you, me and my daughter religiously watch The Walking Dead on Sunday night at 9.
You and Roberta and your daughter.
Yeah, me too.
Exactly.
Love it.
All right, Chuck is going to give us his reaction to the new trailer for the new Ghostbusters reboot in a moment here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Show.
All right, so Chucker, the trailer for the Ghostbusters movie has been released. The internet has gone crazy over it. It was our video of the day the other day on DougStefan.com. What's your reaction? What did you think when you saw it?
I saw it. I liked what I saw. I mean, I liked the cast, and I like the feel of the fact that they're not trying to make it into something bigger than what it was in 1984. So it sort of had the same tone as the original movie, which is, you know, what I want to see. I don't want to see them try to go insane
different
with you know, CGI effects and leave out the funny stuff. So we'll see what happens.
Here's listener Lamont, who liked the trailer as well.
That's pretty cool. I'm digging that. I like that. I feel like they picked a good cast. I think Kate McKinnon and Melissa McCarthy and Kristen Wiig and Leslie Jones, I think they're all really good. It seems fun. It seems like they're really embracing the fun part of it. I'm curious about those. She had, like, two handguns for her photon pack. That's pretty good. She's, like, punching people. So I'm curious how they do that. But so far, it looks pretty good.
All right. This is it. Where's the old Ghostbusters thing?
This summer.
There it is.
Four scientists from New York.
It's on the piano.
A new team. What answer the call?
How about the old?
It's a class 4 apparition. It's okay. She seems peaceful.
My name is Erin Gilbert, doctor of particle physics. Step one everywhere, by the way, in every crack.
This will be a scary movie, Dick. You might not want to go see it.
Nobody seems lukewarm on this, though, Chucker. Either love it or you hate it. That seems to be
worth it. Yeah, that's the reaction, which is somewhat unfair. I mean, you got to see the final the movie to make that decision.
All right. Jennifer has looked at this list of MTV Movie Award nominations. Looks like Star Wars is doing better there than it did at the Oscars.
Time.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
The MTV Movie Awards.
There's a pretty big difference between the Academy and the people who nominate for MTV.
I don't know. I think maybe the MTV people are more in touch.
They might get it right, though. Yeah. Movie of the Year nominees, Avengers, Creed, Deadpool, Jurassic World, Star Wars, and Straight Outta Compton, yo. Yeah. And then they have True Story category, which the nominees were Concussion, Joy, Steve Jobs, Straight Outta Compton, twice, The Big Short, and The Revenant. They also do documentaries, Best Female Performers, and Best Male Performers. In that category, I think it's pretty cool. Chris Pratt is alongside Leonardo DiCaprio for The Revenant, along with Matt Damon, Michael B. Jordan, Ryan Reynolds, and Will Smith. Clearly, it's not an all-white MTV Movie Awards like it was an all-white Oscars.
Yeah, no, there's some good stuff in there. All right, what do you think, Chuck? What's
well, it's fun. I mean, it's all mainstream stuff.
Right.
It's all movies that made a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they do best villain
really
category.
Which is really
fun.
Who's up for best villain?
Adam Driver for Star Wars. You've got Ed Sheeran for Deadpool. James Spader, Samuel L. Jackson, Tom Hardy.
All right.
That's pretty cool.
Not bad. Chuck Curry is our movie man. Glad to have him back from his sickness here on Good Day, where it's 59 past the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.